This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has jumped to a 10-point lead over Donald Trump in Iowa. Landmark climate deal is touted in Paris by the UN, and 195 nations have agreed to the language. For the first time, women were allowed to vote and run for election in local council races in Saudi Arabia. The human and financial toll of the U.S. nuclear weapons infrastructure includes 107,000 sick workers seeking compensation, of whom almost half are usually approved. 33,480 dead workers or their survivors have received compensation. 325 nuclear sites where the workers were employed. Almost $10 billion in compensation has been paid, along with $2.55 billion in medical bills, with another $1 trillion expected to be spent to improve the weapons in the next 10 years. American teens are among the most sedentary in the world, with only 8% getting the recommended 60 minutes of exercise daily. The Affordable Care Program for small businesses has not caught on yet. 85,000 people from 11,000 small businesses have gotten coverage from the online marketplace known as SHOP, which is 1% of the people that had coverage in 2013 in the small group insurance market of 16.7 million. Social media postings are not checked on visa applicants, and there is debate on whether or not they should be. The latest Banksy graffiti work at Calais on the border of France and the English Channel depicts Stephen Jobs with a black plastic bag over his shoulder and an old Macintosh computer as a migrant. Jobs' father was Syrian. Ohio is claiming to be fixing its ballot problems. This time the issue was uncounted mail ballots lacking a postmark. Despite the 35-hour legislated work week, French workers work an average of 40.5 workers per week, more than 40-hour average in the European Union, and have high productivity. Researchers have found a direct correlation between anti-Muslim Google searches and anti-Muslim hate crimes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.